Let us pray. With what shall we come before the Holy One and bow ourselves before God on high? God has shown us what is good. What does the Holy One require of us but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God? So let us open ourselves to your word, O God, that we may learn your ways. Amen.
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 Psalm 121 is one of a series of psalms which may have been sung by pilgrims as they approached the Jerusalem temple. It recalls the steadfast providence of God in contrast sometimes to the faithless complaints of the people of God. And the reading today is from a translation used by the Anglican Church of Canada. Let us listen for God's word. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord will not let your foot be moved, and the one who watches over you will not fall asleep. Behold, the one who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your side, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil and shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. So ends the first reading.
In our gospel reading, Jesus preaches to the hometown crowd, which refuses to be impressed. Later, Jesus sends his disciples out to proclaim the gospel with words and deeds, and no luggage. Listen again for God's word to us today from Mark 6, verses 1 through 13. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.